And the thing the pigs eat out of?
Trough.
Okay, and you might have several of them. Several what?
Troughs.
And then to make that male hog into a bar, you have to do what to him?
Castrated.
Okay, you have any other words for that?
No, ma'am.
That you ever heard? I have heard people say marked him or cut him.
Yeah. Well, a lot of that folk use that, but always,
you never use
that. I always use castrated.
The reason is I thought that might be a newer word.
I know.
What do you call the sound a calf makes when it's being weaned?
I don't know.
The sound a calf makes when it's being weaned?
You mean what would they call a calf?
No. What sound does that calf make when it weans? You say it'll do what?
Bawl.
Okay, that's what I want. And how about the sound that the cow or the calf makes at feeding time?
Well, they'd make a call. We always called it lowing.
Okay. How about the sound a horse will make at feeding time?
They squeal. Necker, they call it. We called it a hill or so-and-so necker. He's wanting his supper.
Yeah, okay. How about when he recognizes another horse?
You mean
the sound he'll make.
Well, I would try. I just wouldn't say particularly. Braying, I reckon, would be right.
Okay. You would you have used that when you were growing up?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got horses and mules and cows. They're all cows beginning to low and the horses beginning to nicker, you say, well, our guess is getting towards
feeding time.
Okay. How about if you got some chickens and ducks and so forth? You might say, well, I got to go feed the
ducks or the chickens.
Okay. You wouldn't have a general word for
no.
All.
No.
Okay. Well, a hen on a nest, you say it, you call her a
setting.
Okay. You keep chickens in a what?
Coop.
Okay. Would you ever have any, what is a coop? What is it like?
It just made a thing to keep your chickens under, out of boards and things like that, you know.
Big or little?
It's good. You can make them big or little, but we always use a nice size.
Well, and you keep them all in there?
No, ma'am, just the hen and a little baby. But our grown chickens, what didn't stay out in the trees, was in the chicken house.
I see. Okay, that's what I want. What do you call that bone that of the chicken that children like to play with?
I don't
know. You know that chicken bone that children like to play with?
Pulley bone.
Okay. What do they say is going to happen if according to who gets the right end?
Well, you mean when they break this bone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'd lay it up, and the first thing to come under that bone as you hung up was your sweetheart.
Oh, uh-huh. That's a new one to me. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, they call it your sweetheart. The first young person come under the bone, you see.
Uh-huh.
That was your sweetheart.
Huh.
Back in old time like that.
Yeah. What do you call the insides of a pig or a calf that you might use for eating?
Chitlins.
Okay. Would that apply to a calf?
No, ma'am.
Okay, just to a pig. Okay. Would you have any term for the insides of a calf that might be eaten?